This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. And the us includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, you've got some breaking news, or at least breaking for me. I had not heard about this. Ross Ulbricht, for listeners who are unfamiliar, he is the founder of the Silk Road, the creator of the world's first, most noteworthy, most notorious underground dark net trading site, basically an eBay.
Online market.
Yeah, almost like an eBay for drugs, basically. Now, there were other categories of items that they had on the Silk Road, but
there were books, e-books.
Yeah, that's true. There were a few things. There were some hacking tools, apparently, and other questionable items, but they also had drugs, a lot of drugs, and that, of course, led to a heavy federal investigation that ultimately did unearth the creator of the site, Ross Ulbricht. They arrested him in 2013, in October, while he was actually in San Francisco, where he was living. They caught him at the library on a laptop.
Yes.
And he was logged into the site at the time. During the trial, they actually... he admitted to creating the site, which I thought was a crazy kind of defense tactic, but that's what they did. They admitted in their opening statements that Ross was the creator of the Silk Road, so we're not speculating on that. But they said that he didn't actually run the site the entire time.
Correct.
That at one point it was handed off.
They were also, and by they, I mean the defense, were prevented from telling the jury that someone had logged into the site as Dread Pirate Roberts after Ross Ulbricht had been arrested. They were also prevented from informing the jury that at least one federal agent was under investigation for corruption in part of that investigation. I say at least one because the defense was only informed of one. Turned out that there were two that have actually been convicted, and there might be more corrupt federal agents that were actually involved.
Exactly. And there was so much corruption. They, of course, didn't let specific evidence into the case that they should have let in.
Correct.
They didn't let what you mentioned in there. And then the judge, in the sentencing, used allegations, unproven allegations.
Yes.
Not even charged allegations. They,
correct.
Never
it's
did
what's
anything.
Called an unfiled charge.
Meaning it's not anything.
Government agent just said a thing.
Right.
They wrote something in some kind of officially unofficial court document thing, but it was never actually a filed charge.
Sounds like what half.
And it was murder.
Yeah, sounds like what half of what we hear in the news and everything we base our wars on and our climate gate on and whatnot. Is on some official said, some higher up official just kind of mentioned.
Yeah, so story here for
so
a
the
reason.
Allegation is that he hired somebody to commit murder.
That was a claim, and that's part of the justification used by Judge Catherine Forrest, who allegedly rapes baby penguins. I have no proof, but I've heard it. But she used this allegation to justify the double life sentence plus 40 years for Ross Ulbricht. Story from Reason says, having reported on Ross Ulbricht's prosecution since the beginning, the author says, I found a startlingly large number of people who did not follow the case closely who believe his life sentence without parole for acts connected with launching the dark web site Silk Road was justified because he was convicted for attempting to pay to murder people.
Never even charged.
That's not true. Such charges were not part of the crimes he was actually convicted for, and the waters were muddied almost certainly with cold deliberation by the federal government because they had a separate indictment in Maryland hanging over him for the past nearly 5 years that did include those accusations. Last week, Robert Herr, U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland, filed a motion to the federal court to have the indictment containing those charges dropped.
Wow.
So there was an indictment. Nobody ever took any action on the indictment, hence the unfiled charge. So basically, there was some kind of official paperwork that some government agent filled out, and they said, just like keep this in this, on deck file in case we need to actually do anything. Oh, yeah, we don't need it. Okay, 5 years later, let's go ahead and officially remove that. The article continues. Mr. Ulbricht's conviction and life sentence in the case handled by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York have been affirmed by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, and the Supreme Court has declined to hear the case, is part of what Herr wrote in the statement. Herr, spelled H-U-R, not her as in a female.
Okay.
Continuing on with the quote, we have dismissed the federal charges based on the same conduct pending against Mr. Ulbricht in Maryland, which allows us to direct our resources to other cases where justice has not yet been served. Basically, what he's saying is, yeah, we don't actually have any evidence, and he's already in jail, so we're just not going to go ahead with this.
Well, yeah, if you don't have any evidence, you would expect them to.
Right, but they're not actually saying we don't have evidence. They're just saying we're going to direct our resources where justice has not been served.
So that's the way for them to
see. Him being incarcerated for creating a website is somehow justice.
Yeah, so that's a way for them to slime out of this, basically, and act like, well, you know, if he hadn't been sentenced to two life sentences and 40 years for running a website, we'd bring these charges against him because, you know, we'd want to make sure to put him away for life. But since he's already put away for life, we'll just go ahead and drop these charges. It's not like we didn't have a case. We had a really good case. We just don't feel like putting it on because, you know, he's already in prison.
Because reasons. How many times, and I've seen this numerous times, to where somebody will have already been convicted of one crime facing a life sentence, and then they just keep getting convicted for
other
things. Continuing on the statement by the...
Well, yeah, why wouldn't the prosecutor want to pad their record, right?
Right.
Like, if you've got a case for murder, go ahead and make that case for murder, even if the guy's already in jail. It's not like, you know, if Charles Manson kills somebody while he's in prison, they're just going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, we're just going to let you slide on that one. There's no extra charge. Go ahead, just murder all the people that you want to while you're in prison. We won't bring any charges.
But after he's already been convicted, how can the prosecutor bring up more charges and throw them?
Sure,
murder is over. It's closed.
There's
a closed
no
case, right?
No. He was never convicted for murder for hire. He was never tried for murder for hire.
Right.
They
I understand.
They're making ass up.
Yeah,
they
I know. That was in the on deck file. So he got convicted. He was charged. So now he was
convicted of running a website.
Right.
Right.
So they had this other charge.
Right.
Murder charge.
Murder for hire.
That they decided to release because they want to focus their resources on other matters.
That's the claim.
Right.
But so if what Ian says is true, where they want to pad their record,
they could bring a murder charge if they had evidence to do that.
If they had evidence, they don't have any evidence.
Right, I understand that.
Which is why they had to drop it.
Well,
I don't understand your question.
My question was, can you bring charges up on someone who's already been convicted and sentenced and they're
sure.
in jail?
Not for the same offense. If you have evidence that he did something else, then you can charge him with that something else.
They can't charge him for running the website again.
Because that's
already
been done.
Been convicted
but
of that.
But they could, if
they had evidence that he ran a stop sign, they could charge him with running a stop sign.
It's probably statute of limitations expired on that, but
right,
murder, the statute of limitations, as I understand it, does not expire
not
for
one.
Murder. So they could bring murder charges anytime they wanted to.
But if they wanted to put this guy away for life,
they already have.
As opposed to 40, I thought it was 45 years.
Two life sentences plus 40 years.
So, okay, damn.
Continuing on.
For running a website,
right.
That's what he was saying.
Statements from the attorney's office contained an important misleading element. It is not true that Ulbricht's serving his ridiculously punitive sentence based on the same conduct as in the dropped indictment from Maryland. That indictment includes a charge of attempted witness murder and many lurid details of the specifics of his alleged involvement in a case of never actually committed murder and torture. Those charges were not part of what he was actually sentenced or convicted of. and there's more from Reason.
Unfortunately, Ross Ulbricht is run out of appeals. His case was not taken by the Supreme Court, and so therefore his conviction is going to stand. The only way for him to get out from behind bars at this point is if the President of the United States grants him a pardon. And there's a petition about that.
Yes.
FreeRoss.org. You can go and link to that. We'll tell you more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, plus our Discord on-air call-in line room, where it sounds almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. You can go to discord.lrn.fm and jump on into the first chat room that you see, as long as it's empty, because it's only got room for one person, because that's the call-in room. But there's also other chat rooms in which you can chat with other listeners of the show, as well as some of the hosts, like me and Conan. Also, I do want to let you know that Anarchapulco is on the distant horizon. It's about 6 months out, February 14th through the 19th of 2019 in Acapulco, Mexico. It'll be the largest gathering of freethinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists. You'll love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And I think it's going to be at the same resort this time that it was last year, or this year rather, and it was very, very nice. And we're going to be there again. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, and for the first time ever, you get a discount for being a Free Talk Live listener. This event was a sellout this year, so they're expecting it to sell out again in 2019, even though they're going to increase the amount of space available. So you'll want to get those tickets as soon as possible, and the early bird pricing ends in less than a week on July 31st. So go to anarchapulco.com, that's anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Oh, did I mention Ron Paul's going to be there again? Yeah, Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, and many more, I'm sure, yet to be announced. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, to save 15%. Daryl, you've got more from the Reason.com piece talking about why the federal government is now officially dropping the indictment against Ross Ulbricht for ostensible murder for hire.
Correct.
An indictment that was never actually criminally charged.
Correct.
The charges never existed, but that didn't stop the judge in Ross's case. This is, again, the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace case, the very first one of its kind. Where the judge used the fact that there was a pending indictment against Ross to act as though he's a murderer, even though he was never convicted or even charged with it.
Right.
And say we need to sentence him even worse because he's a murderer.
And one thing that Lynn Ulbricht, Ross's mother, has pointed out numerous times at various speeches that she's given, even if he were convicted of the murder for hire, that carries a sentence of 10 years.
As compared to two life sentences plus 40 years for the terrible crime of running a website.
Correct.
Where people could trade things.
Reason continues, the real tragedy haunting this otherwise good news is the mere fact of the accusations, despite never being proven in court, played into the insanely and unprecedentedly draconian sentence Ulbricht received. The failed appeal to the Supreme Court wanted them to judge the propriety of sentencing based on unadjudicated accusations, but alas, the court did not want to bother. Some close to Ulbricht's defense, such as his mother Lynn, also wondered if the fact that the murder-for-hire accusations relied on work done by federal agents who were themselves charged for crimes committed in the course of the investigation into the Silk Road might have played a role in the failure to ever go to trial on those accusations. The U.S. Attorney's Office, however, would not comment on any possibility that that might have played any role in their decision to drop the indictment. It's good that the charges have been dropped, but the government's careless use of them as a media weapon to destroy Ulbricht's reputation and to encourage the sentencing judge to be far harsher.
I wouldn't call it careless. It was intentional. It wasn't careless use. It was intentional. They intentionally tarred this man with the "he's a murderer" allegation without ever having proven their case, and they got to drag that in front of a jury and drag it, and this judge was well aware of it, and it was really just so despicable. They are so corrupt. What they did to this guy was horrible, and now he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life, and we're all going to be forced to pay for it through taxes, unless somehow they can convince Donald Trump or whoever, you know, comes after Donald Trump to pardon this guy.
Continuing on, this was used as a weapon by the media and the government to destroy Ulbricht's reputation and to encourage the sentencing judge to be far harsher than the crime he was convicted on actually would warrant have, alas, already done their damage.
Because it makes him sound more like a drug lord, right? Like, oh, you expect this from El Chapo. You expect this from Pablo Escobar. And they came at him with one of those drug lord charges.
The so-called kingpin charge.
That's what it was. Kingpin statutes.
Right. And remember, the judge threatened to sequester the jury.
Correct, because our friends were there.
Which is one of the things that happens when someone is very dangerous.
Well, the reason was our friends went down there. Derek J. Freeman, right, who was a co-host on Free Talk Live at the time, and some of the other Keene area liberty activists actually went down with signs. The first day of the trial, they were outside of the courthouse holding jury nullification signs, which, of course, is your right as a juror to judge the law itself, not just the facts in the case. You can find somebody not guilty, even if they are guilty by all the facts, because you think the law sucks.
Right. But the jury wasn't going to be told, you're being sequestered because we don't want you to see the protesters.
That's correct.
They would have just been told, you're being sequestered, and then they see the charge, this guy's being hit with the kingpin charge, oh dear.
They would draw the
connection. I might be in danger.
Right. They would, on their own, come to the conclusion that, oh, my God, we're being sequestered into a hotel and being, you know, shuffled from the hotel into the courtroom under armed guard every single day because we're being threatened by this man, even though that's not at all what was happening. It was the fact that the judge didn't want these jurors to see anything about jury right. nullification outside of the courthouse. And ultimately, that resulted in Ross's mother, Lynn, who you can understand why she would do this.
Right.
I don't think it was the right choice to make, but she asked the protesters to disperse. She asked them to not come back. She said, if you want to come sit in the courtroom, that's fine, but, you know, we don't want you out here doing jury nullification outreach. And what she had thought at the time was that by kowtowing to the judge's demands, that would make the judge go easier on Ross.
Right.
And the fact is, the judge couldn't have gone any harder against Ross.
Right.
I mean, they literally threw the most maximum sentence they possibly could have in order to so-called send a message.
Right, and then whenever any of the prosecutor's witnesses would testify in some kind of way that might have been beneficial to the defense, the judge then instructed the jury to completely disregard everything that witness just said.
That happened.
Yes. Yeah. At least once.
Yep.
Concluding here, now that Ulbricht has no chance of having his initial conviction and sentencing overturned or adjusted, it's likely the feds out of Maryland decided the indictment was no longer needed to make sure that the government had some further means in their back pocket to punish Ulbricht for showing a safer, saner way around their insanely damaging war on drugs.
Yep. Well, there you go. I have no hope that Ross will ever be released from prison, because you certainly can't count on any kind of president to release a drug dealer from jail. It's one thing if Obama, at the end of his term, releases some, you know, maybe some drug users or
right.
something like that. I don't know if he released any convicted drug dealers from federal sentencing. It's a travesty what has happened
yes.
to Ross Ulbricht. Any human being who looks at the case, who has any kind of conscience, should be able to see that.
Yes.
Which is why I don't expect any president to ever do the right thing in this case, because I don't think they really have much of a conscience. That's how they got to where they are. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump met with the president of the EU to discuss a fairer trade deal. Now, after that meeting, the president addressed the media.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies, on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you. We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products.
Today, Secretary of Defense James Mattis was talking about why and actually how Syria's Bashar al-Assad is still in power.
What we have to look at is the destabilizing influence that Iran has consistently portrayed. And the only reason that the murderer Assad is still in power, the primary reason, is because Iran has stuck by him, reinforced him, funded him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So we started out with the, I don't really want to call it good news. I mean, it's news about Ross Ulbricht, where they're no longer going to be bringing murder charges against him because they never really had a charge to bring. Because there really isn't any evidence that Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, actually hired anybody to commit murder. And the reason why the government, of course, wanted to tarnish him with this was to make him look like he was some sort of a drug kingpin, some kind of a violent thug who would, you know, do whatever it took to stay in power or whatever.
Right. Throw you out of helicopters.
Whereas the reality was Ross was a, you know, a geek. He was a programmer. He probably had, like, the same build as, you know, me. Skinny guy. He was not a drug thug. He created a website that allowed people to buy and sell things. Drugs were the main kind of thrust of the site. And in the very beginning, he allegedly sold a few mushrooms on the site to kind of get this, the ball rolling, get some product on there for people to purchase. This is not something that should result in a life prison sentence, let alone a double life plus 40-year prison sentence. But that's exactly what happened to Ross, and it's absolutely tragic. Of course, the judge, using the same old excuse of, I want to send a message. Well, was the message received by anybody? And if it was received, did anybody really care? Because as soon as the Silk Road went down, Silk Road 2.0 came up within a month's time.
Right.
And there were other Silk Road wannabe, Silk Road copycat sites
right.
that also cropped up. And indeed, the federal government took those sites down, too. Then more popped up.
Yep.
And more have popped up since then. And there are, you know, so there's been this constant fight of the government trying to hunt these sites out and take them down. And they've been relatively successful, all things considered, which is sad, especially given that the system that these sites are on, the Tor network, which stands for the Onion Router, it's a purportedly anonymous system, although the federal government seems to be very good at routing out where these sites are coming from somehow, and we're still not clear how they did it with the Silk Road, because Correct. That's some of the evidence that they weren't, that they did not present during the trial.
Right. So there was a report of sorts written by some federal agent. I forget exactly what his name was, but he wrote some stuff. He used words and sentences, but those words and sentences don't really work with the rules of computing to actually explain how he wound up locating the server.
This according to a security expert who commented on that at the time when the federal government came out
with their... Multiple security experts, and then...
When they came out with their explanation, people who know security looked at it and said, yeah, that's poppycock.
Right, because the claim was... Oh, I just kept hitting enter on the login page, and it ultimately gave me the IP address.
Yeah.
Which, one, that's not how computers work, and two, it sounds like he tried to do some brute force thing, which is against the law, and there's not even an exemption for the government to do brute force. So,
well, as we've seen, the government's not so concerned about breaking the rules.
But it doesn't fit within the rules of computing or the rules of gathering evidence,
yeah.
which is part of why that agent never actually testified, because if
Correct. He
would have testified, he would have had to explain how he did the thing, which is why I often say that there was a evil leprechaun that came down on a flying unicorn and just took him to the server, because that makes as much sense.
Oh, Daryl, don't forget that the leprechaun was Russian.
It was more likely the NSA, but that's pure speculation. You know, we don't know exactly how they found the server. We do know that ultimately Ross made a few mistakes, and this was these were some of the things that were revealed during the trial. He had posted... right around the time when the Silk Road was created, he'd posted using an email address that sort of was traceable back to him about the Silk Road, and, you know, the agents were able to find that. But all that aside, I mean, Ross admitted to creating the Silk Road, which ultimately is an act of freedom of speech.
Right.
He wrote code, right? When you're writing something down, that's speech. And he wrote code to create this website to allow people to buy and sell things. Did he know there were drugs being sold? Of course he did. He was one of the administrators of the site called Dread Pirate Roberts. That
Right.
was his username. But as he pointed out during the trial, or as his defense attorneys pointed out, at some point Ross gave up control of the site, or at least this is the story. Ross gave up control of the site to some other person who then took over the Dread Pirate Roberts role,
right.
and it's still unknown who that other person is.
And one of the agents testified that they were following Mark Karpeles,
who was
from Mt. Gox.
That was the first Bitcoin exchange. Basically.
Yes, and at the time it was the largest Bitcoin exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because they never actually wound up arresting Mark and then somehow discovered Ross... all of that guy's testimony was instructed to be disregarded by the jury because it wound up giving some kind of credence to Ross's story that I handed this over to somebody.
Right, and that credence could have resulted in a reasonable doubt that it was,
Correct.
That it was Ross all along who had been involved in this.
Right. Now, the actual good news here
There's
is
good
that
news? Okay, let's
Ross Ulbricht actually has a Twitter account.
That he's posting remotely?
I don't know how he's able to post on it, but...
What's the account?
At Real Ross, the letter U, and it has been confirmed by the Free Ross Twitter that this is
really?
Ross. Yes.
Cool.
He's so only posted a handful of times, but earlier today he posted, started a new workout routine on Monday, it's already kicking my butt, burpees, pull-ups, and running.
So they must have him out of a communications management unit. There was a time at which I believe they did have him inside a CMU, which means that all communications are heavily monitored.
Yes.
All outgoing communications are scrutinized. He's not allowed to, like, do media interviews, things. There's all kinds of restrictions in a
right.
communications management unit. And so the fact that he is able to post these in federal prison, they do have a an email system. So I suspect that's what's going on here. If he's not in the CMU, he probably has access to the federal email, what they call Core Links.
Okay.
And Core Links allows inmates in federal prison to have a limited number of email contacts. So you can't have, you know, dozens. You can probably have a dozen or something like that, maybe six. I'm not sure what the number is. But you have a very select number of email contacts, and then you pay, I don't know if it's by the word or by the minute, but there's a certain, you know, fee that the inmate has to pay out of their commissary fund in order to be able to send. I think they can receive for free, but I think in order to send back a response, they got to pay by the word, basically.
Okay,
no interviews?
And if you're in a communications management unit, I don't think they would allow you to be interviewed. But I don't think he's in that anymore by evidence that he's on Twitter.
Manson had interviews all the time, didn't he?
Manson may not have been in a communications management unit.
But I mean, do you see the difference in his crimes versus this guy who ran a website?
Yeah.
Right, but generally, people that are convicted of computer-related offenses are put in those CMUs.
That's generally true, I think.
Whereas if you just, you know, convince people to kill other people, well, that's not a computer thing, so we don't think you're going to try hacking into, you know, the DHS website or something.
Yeah, I'm talking about interviews. How can you manipulate the internet via an interview?
If they're managing all of your communication, then they're going to limit who you're allowed to speak with.
Yeah, you don't get to make a phone call out of there without them knowing about it and listening to every single word that happens. It probably is likely pre-approved phone numbers even that they will. I mean, it's maximum cranked down on your ability to communicate. This Ross Ulbricht account at Real Ross U first started posting just a couple weeks, or not even 2 weeks, just 1 week ago. So he's only got 8 posts so far. Says he got a batch of your comments last night at mail call. Too many to print them all. Page after page of encouragement. I'm on cloud 9. He says,
good.
Thank you. Go to freeross.org to get the latest, to sign the petition there as well to get him out.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Health
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. We got stuff, of course, in the news to talk about tonight. And I know, Conan, you were upset. You wanted to talk about MGTOW, but you weren't ready to do it. I don't want to force you into it.
I'm just a little baked right now. And
you're
not
baked?
And I don't mean from the stuff.
Okay.
I've been working all day long. I just got home.
I got you.
And,
well, maybe we'll get into that later if you become unbaked enough for it. Or you said if somebody calls in about it, you'd be willing
to. Yeah, someone wants to call them about MGTOW.
MGTOW, which stands for
Men Going Their Own Way.
We'll go to your calls and thoughts here. But I do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. It's a great resource for cryptocurrency, especially if you want to learn about Bitcoin, the one that started it all. And now the new Bitcoin Cash as well. In fact, Bitcoin.com wants you to know that you can use Bitcoin Cash over at SaveItPurse.com. My most recent purchase at SaveItPurse, I waited for a long time on this one, but it finally went through. 33% off. I got one of those mosquito traps where they've got sort of the new thing in mosquito traps is they're fan-based traps. And so there's a UV light that attracts the bugs, and there's a fan, like a computer fan, basically, that's just constantly running. And it sucks the little buggers down into a trap where they die, basically, of starvation.
Wait. This is a mosquito trap that you go camping with, or
no,
this is something you put out on your porch?
There's one hanging right out on the
So
LRN
instead
porch.
Of the bug zapper.
Yeah. Sterile.
No, there's a little fan,
right.
And it sucks them into a thing.
Because in this case, it's a big fan, because I got another trap I put out in the backyard here at the studio today. So we now have, and this one will supposedly kill mosquitoes like up to an acre away.
All right, so now does this thing attract mosquitoes, or did it just get caught in it?
It the light purportedly attracts the mosquitoes,
because
as well as other bugs. So it'll catch, like, you know, bees or whatever. Other
right,
things.
It has to attract them. Otherwise, it's not going to say, we kill mosquitoes from an acre away. Like,
yeah.
That's not, you know, you don't just, like, send out some,
yeah,
you know, radiation that
well,
kills
Well, I know
a mosquito.
some of these attractant traps are actually, they cause more harm than good because they attract every stinking bug in the neighborhood. The prime example are the Japanese beetle traps.
Really?
If you want every Japanese beetle in an entire block in your yard,
put one of those out
and hang it off the tree.
Yeah. I mean, this is, it's supposedly going to attract them from over an acre away, so I'm happy that I can help my neighbors get rid of their mosquitoes because those suckers fly everywhere. So I actually had a good experience with a smaller version of this trap, which is why I wanted to get the larger one. But since I already had one, I didn't really need it that quickly.
Right.
So I put it on for 33% off, and it took like 3 weeks. But finally, somebody bought it, and you can get up to 33% off the things that you want to buy through Amazon, but you have to use saveitpurse.com. That's saveitpurse.com, and you can now use Bitcoin Cash as your deposit currency there. So it's Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash. Let's go to Robbie. He's in Northeast Iowa. Robbie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to talk about... I was reading this article about Monsanto,
yeah.
And, you know, being from Iowa, you know, you hear a lot of stories about Monsanto, so.
Sure, they're a big evil corporation that you know, goes against small farmers. They've got the Terminator seeds that they try to push on people that makes it so there's only 1 year's worth of crops that you can get from these seeds, and they have to keep buying the seeds from them. So they get all these genetically modified things that some people think are very, very scary, and they're supposedly one of the most evil corporations in the world. That's you know, the public perception of them. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I haven't really put a whole lot of research into it, so. But I was reading this article. It's actually on Reuters. If you type in, like, Reuters and then Monsanto and glyphosate. So glyphosate is a herbicide. And apparently it talks about the World Health Organization. They found out that there was most likely a link between certain types of cancer and this glyphosate.
Hmm.
And it was apparently left out of the whatever the U.S. regulatory institute is.
Okay. Would that be the USDA?
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of... it talks about a bunch of lawsuits against Monsanto because apparently they were a part of this decision. So,
well, yes, no,
I'm seeing an article here from Reuters from about 2 weeks ago. Federal judge allows lawsuit over Monsanto's Roundup to proceed to trial.
So that's a different case. You're not talking about Roundup, which is a weed killer, right?
Well, yeah, no. Well, the chemical in Roundup is glyphosate.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So what they do, allegedly, and I haven't deconstructed one of their seeds to find out, but allegedly they'll put the glyphosate, which is the active ingredient mm-hmm. of Roundup, they somehow put that into the plants or something to make the plants... when you spray the Roundup uh-huh. everywhere, it doesn't kill the plant that you're trying to grow.
It's a Franken plant.
So no one should be surprised when Monsanto was involved in federal decision-making processes because, you know, there's this idea of regulatory capture, which, you know, doesn't just exist with the USDA, but the FDA and, you know, you name it, whatever the agency is. Whatever industry is being regulated obviously has an interest in controlling the regulations. So
exactly.
the most well-connected, the most well-funded of those industry people, in this case, Monsanto absolutely is both of those things. They're going to get their guys on the regulatory boards. And then they're going to be in charge of creating regulations, which, of course, they will be able to jump through the hoops because they have enough attorneys to jump through those hoops. But smaller mom-and-pop farm operations are going to get screwed over by these regulations. That's the way it always works.
One thing that's interesting here, the EPA last September issued some kind of regulation saying that glyphosate was likely not a carcinogen, but the World Health Organization 3 years ago said that it probably was.
Hmm.
So now you have two completely different regulatory entities, if you will, saying something completely different. And Monsanto is now a unit of Bayer.
Bayer purchased Monsanto?
$62.5 billion. You know,
holy
Bayer,
crap, the aspirin
company, that created heroin.
Did they make heroin? Interesting. I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
They created heroin in the late 1800s as a way to help people kick a morphine addiction.
Hmm. Wow.
And now it's twice as addictive.
And now they're using morphine to help people kick heroin addiction.
Right, because they soon found out that heroin, once it's metabolized by the body, turns into morphine.
And how much you want to bet Bayer makes morphine?
They probably make a version of it.
Yeah.
But, like, the worst part about Monsanto, from where I look at this, is their use of intellectual property and how they'll go after some of the farmers when seeds blow onto their property and say, you're using our seeds without our permission. I didn't want your damn seeds.
Yeah.
It would be akin to if I went out and was just randomly, spraying some paint. And then it got on the neighbor's house and then suing them because my paint landed on their house.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. Robbie, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, so the question I wanted to ask is, I was reading this story and I was thinking, obviously government regulation doesn't work. So how do you regulate businesses? You know, when you two companies are doing a trade, you know, if you're following the NAF, you're assuming
the non-aggression principle.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're assuming that, you know, both of these companies are being transparent. So how do you make sure that a company is transparent when they're doing a trade like this?
So, I mean, the marketplace has regulatory mechanisms, self-regulation through certification, through reputation. You know that a company's honest because, they've done honest business in the past. If you're dealing with a new company that has no track record, then you may require some extra hoop jumping in order to do business with those people. What does that mean? I don't know. It depends. I mean, maybe you need to hold some collateral depending on what the deal is. Maybe you need to get their bank statements or something like that.
Right. And in a truly free market, companies like Monsanto would not be able to use patent law to wind up, basically taking over the seed.
Thousands and thousands of patents.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the answer is, let the market decide, and the market can already come up with these methods. Thanks, Robbie, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. Hour number two next, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.